Thank you, sir. Larry?
So that your intellect will be satisfied.
Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.我们再次恭敬地把这段时间交在你的手里，主，你是我们的导师，主，你供应我们各样的需要，主，你谢谢你让我们对你的事情非常的关心，以至于我们有一些问题。主，如今我们把我们已经收到的问题交在你的手里，我们也把我们的两位讲员恭敬交在你的手里，主，求你借着他们的解答，让我们智慧跟灵命都能够增长。 我们把我们在一起的时间恭敬交给你的手里，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。有关以赛亚书6章10节的一个问题，当马可福音4章12节跟约翰福音12章40节。 使徒行传28章26、27节引用的时候，可以用字不一样。 This is a question regarding Isaiah chapter 6 verse 10 and apparently has been quoted in Mark chapter 4 verse 12, John chapter 12 verse 40, Acts chapter 28 verses 26-27, and when they are quoted, and they're quoted in different seem to be different versions are using different words. So which one of our speakers would like to tackle that one?
I like it.
Okay. You can do it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just speak to the old testament setting and then you take it and give you time to think.
Okay. I'll speak to it in the Old Testament, a word, and then I'll give him time to get an answer from the New.
所以我会借着旧约来讲这个问题，然后把新约那一部分交给王教授。
It is using indeed symbolic language here, and you need to look at the whole setting. The call of Isaiah, of course, is the setting.
我们晓得就是他是用一个比方的话来讲的描写这个以赛亚被神呼召。
And Isaiah, at this particular point, is is accusing the people.
以赛亚在这里，他控告这些人。
They have been so rebellious and so unresponsive that he speaks to them in this way.
所以这些人是那样子的这个反对神，不听神的话，所以以赛亚用这样的话。
So he says, and I think the best I can do is read the words in verse 9 and 10.
他这样子说，所以我就想照着圣经这样子的念。
He is preparing to get ready to be the servant that God wants him to be. God has sent him, and Isaiah has said, Here am I, send me.
所以他正在这里预备接受神的呼召，他跟主说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
Go and say to this people, hear and hear, but do not understand. See and see, but do not perceive.
他说，你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白，看是要看见，却不晓得。
That could perhaps be translated a bit better as indeed listen, but do not understand. Indeed look, but do not perceive.
另外一种更恰当的一个翻译可能就是说，你们实在是在听，可是听不明白；你实在是在那里看，却不晓得。
Now verse 10, make the heart of this people fat and their ears heavy and shut their eyes. Lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed.
十节，要使这百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，便得医治。
The implication is that the people have rebelled and turned to God with rebellious thoughts and hearts.
我们知道，这里说这那个百姓实在是很反对神，他的心、他的耳朵、他的想法都反对神。
And God is actually using His messenger to simply confirm them in their rebelliousness.
所以神是借着这个工人，再一次的证明他们反对神的心态。
There is some parallel with God hardening of Pharaoh's heart.
所以这里跟我们早上提到的说神使法老的心刚硬很类似。
Okay, I'll let Joe handle how it is quoted in the New Testament.
Okay, 想请对王牧师来谈新约的这一部分。
Okay, 刚才那个课本的讲座啊，以赛亚书那一边呢，应该可以翻成说，要使他们真正的看见，虽然不晓得。或者要他们真的听见不明白，对不对？
So that Kaplan mentioned that you know, God really wants those people to see, yet they don't understand, and they want them to hear, yet they don't understand.
我讲这个马太福音第四章第第十二节那边好。
I'll use Matthew.
The Mark. Mark 的第四章那里。
Mark.
扣那个
Mark 的 4.12, the quote in Mark 4:12.
其实刚才说啊，洛塞克怎么说？那个以赛亚书那个六章那里的那个 context 啊，他那里也就是表示神还是有希望，虽然这犹太人呢、啊、背叛神，神还是希望叫他们悔改，就 confirm them， 就说啊
，confirm 怎么说啊？确定，
不是
证明。
就是啊 ，confirm 就是
confirm
呀、yeah, ，怎么说？啊，面对他们呢，指示他们说你们错了，要他们悔改，对不对
？So that Kaplan just said God was confronting the Jews and telling them they were wrong.
那其实这个马可在马可第四章那里所引用的意思也是这样。
So Mark was quoting that passage correctly.
其实他的意思。好，其实如果我们看这个希腊文的话，马可那里是说啊，我也是告诉这个门徒们说，我 ，OK， 我对外人讲的时候啊，是凡事用比喻。
So in Mark, we know that in Mark 11, he told them that he was using parables to others.
那目的做什么呢？目的叫他们，其实啊，那一个应该翻出来是什么呢？虽然看得很不清楚，至少他们看见了。他们虽然不晓得，可是虽然他们不明白了，至少他们是听进去的。
So purpose is that, even though they cannot perceive, at least they saw it. They should have seen it. Okay. Even though they may not understand, yet they already heard it.
那如果去看这希腊文的意思了。恐怕我们中把它翻成恐怕那个字，其实应该把它翻成或者他们回转过来就得赦免。
It actually says otherwise they might turn and be forgiven. So the Chinese translation was rather incorrect.
应该可以说 perhaps 那个字 maybe 那个字啊 maybe 那个字可以把它翻成 perhaps 或者。所以啊，在那里耶稣基督故意用比喻的目的啊，就是要这个犹太人。他们虽然不完全了解，他们虽然不完全明白，至少他们是看见了，至少他们是听见了，或者还有机会，他们又回转过来，使他们能够得到赦免。
So Jesus knew their heart, yet he was still trying to teach them so that they had the chance to see and chance to hear. Perhaps they might turn and be forgiven.
其实啊，也没有时间，不然的话，我可以把这个圈算机拿出来给你写出来给你看，我没有时间，没有写。其实我们讲的，如果耶稣用比喻的目的是什么？有耶稣用比喻的目的，其实目的不是要叫你听不懂。
So the reason Jesus used parables is not to make sure people cannot understand.
如果耶稣用比喻是不叫人听的话，他何必讲比喻？根本就不告诉他，对不对
？So if his purpose was to confuse others, why should he have done that?
我们看第四章第十节。
In chapter 4 verse 10.
马可，无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他比喻的意思，没有这个字，这个字是我们中午翻错了。其实那里是无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他 比喻是奉事 pronoun 比喻的意思。
Okay, when he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. It's in plural form.
经文反对了 parables. 对不对？我们说马太福音这比喻是错的，是耶稣的门徒啊，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒啊，问他关于重比喻的事的意思。
So the disciples were asking Jesus about the use of parables in general.
Okay, 那你看啊，如果耶稣故意讲比喻，要不别人，不让别人知道。只要给十二个门徒知道的话，他何必耶稣需要在众人面前将用比喻讲，叫他们听不懂，然后等到没有人的时候才跟十二个门徒讲，那根本没有那个需要，对不对
？So it was rather incomprehensible. If Jesus didn't want people to understand, you know, he yet spoke to them in parables anyway. That's not useful.
No, he did not have to speak in parables in order for other people not to know, and then only when they're privately with the 12 disciples, they explain the parable to him. He did not have to do that. All he has to do is that he did not say nothing in front of other people, in the crowd, and when they have a chance, he just talk the 12 disciples, right? That makes sense. Okay, 你看啊，所以啊，耶稣为什么能够故意讲比喻？
So why did he speak in parables?
你去看比喻的时候，比喻其实你看耶稣所讲的比喻是天国的比喻，那里面呢所暗含的这个意思是什么呢？就是说我就是神，耶稣就讲那我就是天国的神。
So the purpose of using parables is Jesus trying to tell people that he was God.
那如果耶稣不用比喻，直接讲说我就是神，犹太人马上 turn him off， 马上根本不理他。
So if he went straightforward to the Jews in telling them that he was God, and the Jews will be turned off, so they won't hear Jesus anymore.
可是耶稣用比喻讲。
Yet Jesus spoke in parables.
你现在虽然不完全清楚。
Even though you may not understand it.
至少你听进去了。
Yet you have heard it.
至少你看见了。
Yet you have seen it.
那等到你不在耶稣面前的时候。
So when you are not in front of Jesus.
你想一想。
In the presence of Jesus. Think about it.
耶稣在那里讲说他是神。
So, I mean, maybe that you would see that Jesus was
God. 我看这个，他本来他就是神。
That Jesus was God.
这样的话，或者他们还有机会悔改，他们得救。
They have a chance to turn around and be saved.
所以讲比喻的目的是耶稣的恩典，不是耶稣故意不让他们听。
So it was actually a blessing to hear Jesus speaking parables.Rather than being tricked.
所以如果你看这以赛亚书的那个 context， 跟这个新约圣经所写的 context， 它的目的都是一样的。
So if you read the context of that passage in Isaiah and also the context here, he had the same purpose.
目的是要使人悔改，并不是要使人听不懂。
So his purpose is to make people turn around and rather than. Okay. I guess a follow-up question is that why was it quoted in not the same words?
Okay. 好，我讲一个例子啊。
So I have a.
比如说，我告诉那个沈六生说啊，你是不是有花你很远很长？沈六生说，真的是那里。比如说，我告诉沈六生说，哎，真的是你等一下告诉那个四四百弟兄说，说晚上我晚上吃饭的时候，我想要找他。
Okay, so I tell Reggie to tell Shipei that I was looking for Shipei after dinner.
那你去，你会不会去告诉司机兄这么说啊？
So,
你怎么传达去消息？
How are you going to tell Shipei?
你会告诉那个司机兄说，司机兄，王弟兄讲过去了，扣。今天晚上你告诉他，今天晚上吃饭的时候我要跟你找你 ，and call。他会不会这样
？So Reggie probably won't go to Shipei and saying that.Listen, you know, coach. The brother wants that this.
No. I just said brother wants. If coach, you're not calling.
Okay.
I just said brother wants to say. I said brother wants to say coach.
Okay, brother wants
to say. At the supper, I want to see you. I'm coach. 是吧？我们不这样，是不是？
So we don't have to do that.
我们讲话不一定，你把这讲话的意思传达的时候，不一定要完全按住 coach。So verbatim不一定。
So.When you try to convey a message, you don't always have to do it verbatim.
所以我告诉他说，哎，这个事你等一下告诉苏弟兄，苏弟兄说，我六点钟要跟他吃饭，你会跟他讲说，哎，苏弟兄，王弟兄说六点钟他跟你一起吃饭，变了，可是他有没有把我的意思转改变了？有没有？没有。
So it's possible if I want Reggie to tell Shipei that I want to have dinner with him at 6 o'clock, he may use different words, yet the same message.
所以古代的那个code的时候，不像我们今天的那个写论文的时候，别人写错了，你要照写错，然后后面挂 sick 大概是什么动机，没有那套动机。
Okay. So the way that people quoting passages in the past were different from us today quoting passages that you want to be very precise. Okay.
所以那个根本不是问题。
Okay, that's not the problem. There's a question here. 我们在谈这个以弗所书不可以说谎。那在出埃及记一章十九节、二十节，神为何祝福那说谎的收生婆 ？Ephesians, we talk about to speak the truth and but yet in Exodus chapter 1 verses 19-20, why did God bless the midwives who obviously lied to Pharaoh?
我讲好了。美国人不
知道。That's what he said. That's what he said.
Okay.
Okay.其实啊，不只是因为啊，这个出埃及记第一章这些收生婆撒谎啊，就是你也记得这个出埃及记里面那个拉合妓女拉合也撒谎，对不对
？So the midwives were not the only biblical characters who lied, and also in the book of Joshua, that Rahab the harlot also lied.
OK, 那种情况下怎么办
？So what do you think about those situations?
其实没错，我们不应该撒谎。
It's true that we shouldn't lie.
可是在他们情况底下啊，撒谎是中文怎么说我不知道啊。Lesser of two evils 怎么说？
Okay. 两害相权取其轻。
什么？
两害相权取其轻。
两害相权是？
是啊，取其轻。
OK， 我等一下，我还在记得，这个expression我记得。
So,
就是说，在那个情况底下，他们如果不撒谎。把这一个以色列人的生下的男孩子杀掉，那个是更大的恶。
So if they didn't lie at the time, and that would be the greater of two evils, because that would lead to the killing of many infants.
那撒谎本来是恶，没有错。
Yeah, it's true that lying is evil.
可是在那情况底下，你要杀不撒谎来杀这个以色列的这个男主呢，还是撒谎来救他的孩子？你看哪一个是？两者不是坏，两者俱全的。
两害相权。
两害相权取其轻。OK， 两个都坏，可是把那比较轻一点的坏来做， okay. 就是这个情节。
So when they were facing a choice of one evil, which is to get the infants killed, another evil is to lie, they picked the lesser of two evils.
所以有时候我们基督徒的生活就变成这样，这两害两。
两害相权取其轻。
我等一下解释了啊，两害相权取其轻。OK，
对。So that's also true in the Christian life. Many times you have to pick the lesser of two evils. Do you agree?
First, I might even debate whether or not they lie.
Okay. 我先想要这个要辩论一下，他们到底在那个时候有没有说谎
？Note the answer that they give.
请。注意看他们回答这个回答的话。
The midwife said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and are delivered before the midwife comes to them."
所以在出埃及记章十九节，那收生婆对法老说：“因为希伯来妇人与埃及妇人不同，希伯来妇人本是健壮的，收生婆还没有到，他们已经生产了。”
At least three or four of the recent commentators that I have read on this.Feel that is an accurate statement.
我知道有好三位四位解经家，就是目前比较新的解经家，他们觉得这句话其实是一个正确的话。
Though undoubtedly the midwives would be interested in emphasizing and using any situation that they could to keep from carrying out Pharaoh's command.
我们可以想象得到。这些收生婆他们会尽量利用各种的方式来避免跟法老的命令冲突。
So it's not established that they did lie in this text.
所以在这段话来说，我们不敢说他们真正说了谎。Mm-hmm. OK， 有你说。OK。
Rahab from the situation, and Rahab was not a Christian, not a
基尼拉和那时候可能还没有信神是不是情况
There's a principle that I would hold to here, and that is conversion before ethics. Gospel before ethics.
所以我们要注重一个原则，就是
先相信以后才讲道的问题。
先相信再讲道德的问题。
So I don't hold Rahab responsible for an ethical code that the Hebrews might have followed or that we might follow at this point.
所以拉合他没有守这些这个希伯来人的律法或者我们今天的律法，那他可能不需要为这件事情负责。
I might add, that's why we as Christians should not enforce Christian ethics on the non-Christians.
所以同样的，就是我们基督徒今天不应该把我们的道德标准强加在还没有信主的人身上。
The basis for our ethics comes from the personal will of our God.
我们的道德的标准是从我们的神的旨意里来的。
They have a theological basis.
有一个神学的基础。
And we can't, if we enforce them on others, then we ask them to do them from the wrong motive and wrong basis.
所以如果我们强要别人也遵守，他们还没有信神，那他们即使做了，也是做的这个动机是不正确的。在以弗所书第一章第四节，神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，如王教授所说的 A 是简简的、如果 C 是 AB 以外，如果我们替 C 所有的人祷告，那神会不会祝福那个 C 的人、那个 C 就是在 AB 的圈圈外面，
根本没有那个
OK So there's a question in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 and Dr. Wang used a diagram with two circles of A and B, and the question is how about the C, which isOutside is a larger circle, and should we pray for them? You know, even if we do pray, would God elect them and bless them? And his answer was, there's no such people. God elected all. So in Christ Jesus, he elected all people. God wants all all of them, you know, God wants them to be saved. So there's no one whom God has not chosen. Okay. 请问一次得救永远得救吗？基督徒若犯罪而不悔改呢？Is it saved once, you know, saved for eternity? And what about the Christians that indulge in sin yet refuse to repent?
Okay. 我想的这个问题今天来，因为我今天早上有很多人说我要 remind。
I was
昨天晚上就开始准备了一个 transcript。
I was expecting this question, so that's why it's last night I even prepared a transcript for it.
You want this?
It may take a while.
You need it?
Yeah. I thought that I would just wait it tomorrow, but look like it's okay. Let's talk about it. This is
so we need a number of scripture verses. I've already.Written them out.
Okay, 常常有人说啊，你一次得救以后，你就永远得救，不管你犯罪不犯罪，你一次得救，不管怎么样，就会永远得救。
So many people said that if you are saved once, you know, doesn't matter what you do afterwards, you are a saved person.
讲这种话的人呢、啊，很喜欢用这些圣经。
So those people really like to quote this particular passage, John chapter 6.Verses 37.
犯神所赐给我的人，逼到我这里来，到我这里来的人，我总不丢弃他。
John 6, 37. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
Okay, 约翰的福音第十章二十九节，我不把羊赐给我，他比诺亚的耳朵大，所以也不能够从我父手里把他们夺去。
So John 10:29, my father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my father's hand.
没有错啊。
It's true.
圣经讲是没有错。
That's,
没有人能够把我们从神的手中夺去。
Nobody can snatch us from the hand of God.
可是啊，我们要拒绝神，也没有人能够阻挡我们。
But on the other hand, if we decided to reject God, there's nobody can stop us from doing it.
因为神既然造我们做一个有自由意志的人。
Since God has created us to be a man of free will.
不会说我一信耶稣以后，我自由意志就没有了。
We cannot say that at the moment we believe we have lost our free will.
就是你信主以后，如果你愿意说，你想说，我根本不要相信他，你要拒绝耶稣，没有错，没有人把你从神那里收去，是你自己不要的。
So it's true that when you believe in God, nobody can snatch you from God. But if you yourself decide to reject Him, then you have to do that.
我这个从圣经里面给各位看啊。
So I'd like to explain it using the Bible.
我想问各位，还没看这一节。
Before we see that,
我想问各位啊，犹大得最后有没有得救？
You wonder whether Judas who, the traitor, you know, who, was he saved? Was he saved finally? No.
Okay. 犹大是不是神赐给耶稣的?
Did God give Judas to Jesus?
是不是?有没有?
Sure.
有没有?你看啊,这里有什么你看?约翰福音第十章,十七章第六节。你从世上赐给我这些人呢、啊？
对 ，In John 17:6, Jesus talk about those whom God gave him out of the world.
你看，约翰福音第十七章第十二节说：“我与他们同在的时候，他们是指着谁？你看前面文，他们就是神从世上赐给耶稣的这些人呢、啊。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。”其中除了那灭亡之子没一个灭亡的，所以你看犹大是神赐给耶稣的，可是犹大最后灭亡也是明显。
So we know in John 17:12 Jesus said, while I was with them, that is those people whom are given to Jesus by God, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilledSo one of the persons given to Jesus by God was lost.
所以你看，约翰福音六章三十七节啊，我们要了解第几节圣经？我们要了解第十章二十九节，我们必须看约翰自己的解释。约翰自己的解释是什么意思
？So if you want to truly understand what John was talking about in chapter 6 and 10 in those quoted scriptures, we have to look for answers from John's own writing.
没有错，神的能力能够帮助我们。
It's true that God has enough power to protect us.
没有人能够从我把我们从神的手中把它夺过去。
So nobody can snatch us from God's hands.
可是啊，你如果要拒绝神的话，你有办法。
But
就是你有办法，别人没有办法。
To reject God, you still can. Only you can reject God. No one else can reject God for you.
哎，我再给再看这个。
Another.
加拉太第三章第二个节到第三节。
Galatians chapter 3 verses 2 through
3. 好，问各位啊，保罗告诉这个加拉太人说，你们受了圣灵，你们既靠圣灵入门。请问各位啊，加拉太人都要那个
？So Paul was asking them, the Galatians, did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you've heard? Was it right?
You have already begun with the Spirit. 有没有?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was... Wait a minute.
Galatians 3.
I'm at Galatians 3, 2. I didn't say that.
3.
Oh. Okay, after beginning with the Spirit,
yeah, right.
Are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?
Okay, 你看啊。你们已经受了圣灵，你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉体。所以弱体就是我昨天跟你讲的少自己成全嘛，对不对
？Okay, the Galatians, they already received the Holy Spirit. Yet they try to attain their goals
by start, the human effort.
啊，我问各位啊，加拉太的人得救了没有？
I ask you, you know, are those Galatians saved?
有没有？
Sure.
他们受了圣灵，对不对？
So they received the Holy Spirit.
靠圣灵开始的，在圣灵里面开始的。
They received the Holy Spirit.
得救了，对不对？
They were saved.
你们这要靠律法称义的是什么？与基是与基督隔绝，从恩典中夺肉。
So in Galatians 5:4, you who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace.
所以啊，一个得救以后的人，有没有可能从神的恩典里面堕落下去？
So, a person who is saved, is it possible for him to lose his salvation?
没有错，神有能力保守我们。
It's true that God has enough power to protect us.
没有人能够把我们从神手中夺过去。
It's true that nobody can snatch us from God.
可是你自己可以跟神拒绝，你可以拒绝神。
You yourself can still reject God.
Okay, 再给你看一个。啊，这里。倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督，得以脱离世上的污秽，这些人呢、啊，怎么样得救了？是不是？后来又在其中被缠束制服。他们末后的情况就比先前更不好了，他们晓得义路竟背弃了传给他们的生命，倒不如不晓得为妙。
So 2 Peter 2:20 If they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and are again entangled in it and overcome, they are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning.
OK 再给各位看一节圣经啊。
Another
希伯来书第六章
Hebrews 6
四章到六啊六四节那边有
写 Hebrews 6 verses 4-6
好你看啊论到那些已经蒙了光照赏过天人的滋味又与圣灵永混并赏过神善道的滋味来世全世的这些人得救没有
Talking about it is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted a heavenly gift, who have shared it in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of coming age. You are going, those people, are they saved? Sure, they are saved persons.
若是这些人呢，若是理性道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子从钉十字架明明给羞辱他。
If they fall away to be brought back to repentance, because to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace.
Okay, 这些人得救了。可是这些人啊，他们如果理气生道，他们根本拒绝耶稣，重新把神的儿子从钉十字架明明的求助他。如果他们这样的话，没有办法悔改。
So those people, safe persons, if they fall away, you know, then they cannot gained back.
不是，我讲清楚啊，这里啊，希腊文所用的这个字很特别啊，它是用那个 present participle， 就是其实应该是说啊，这些人如果拒绝耶稣 ，so long as as long as 他们在拒绝耶稣这样几件里面根本没有希望。
So if you analyze the Greek grammar, you would know that those people, as long as they are still indulging in sin, then they are crucifying the Son of God, and therefore it's impossible.
As long as they are rejecting Christ. Okay.
As long as they are rejecting God, it's impossible for them to come back.
所以如果说我假定一个例子，比如说有一个人呢信了耶稣，十年前信了耶稣。
So give you an example, if a person who believed in Jesus 10 years ago,
可是两年以后啊，他拒绝耶稣，根本拒绝耶稣，把耶稣从钉十字架。
So 2 years later, he rejected Christ.
那五年前呢，他又悔改了，那神都不会拯救他。
So, but 5 years ago, he repented again, and would God still save him?
对，对不对
？Sure.
这里就说，说嘛。当他拒绝神那段时间里面根本没有希望对不对
So we're talking about the period of time he was rejecting God
我们来看罗马书第十一章
Romans 11
罗马书第十一章二十三节
Romans 11:23
那里讲到这些犹太人呢怎么样你看
talking about the condition of the Jews.
好，我们看第二十节。
Verse 20.
不错，他们因为不信，所以被折下来。
Granted, but they were broken off because of unbelief.
你因为信，所以站立得住。
And you stand by faith.
你不可自高，不要惧怕。
Do not be arrogant, but be afraid.
神既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜。
For if God did not spare the natural branches, He will not spare you either.
OK, 我们看二十二节的后面啊。主要你长久在他的恩赐里，不然你也要被砍下来。
Provided that you continue in His kindness, otherwise you will also will be cut off.
二十三节。而且他们若不是长久不信，仍要被接上，因为神能够把他们重新接上。
And if they do not persist in unbelief, they will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again.
所以啊，今天这些人呢，就什么？如果他们虽然离弃了耶稣，可是如果他们重新真正的悔改的话啊，神还是要把他们，神还会接受他们。
So if those people truly repent, then God would still accept them.
好，这里还有几节经文我们来看。
Okay, few more verses. Romans 11.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians 10:1-12.
我不会讲啊，那很多了。不过大概那个意思告诉我们啊。
Okay, I won't read the whole lot.
弟兄们，我不愿你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前住在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西。
For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud, that they all passed through the sea.
都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西。
They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
并且都吃了一样的灵食。
They all ate the same spiritual food.
也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于水所发明的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
And drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert.
这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。
Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did.
OK, 我们看念第十一节。
Verse 11.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为见解，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们做末世的人。
These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us.On whom the fulfillment of the ages has come.
那这里啊，警告我们干什么呢？他是说，你看这以色列人，他们虽然已经出了埃及，他们虽然已经吃了这个灵食，喝了灵水，可是这些人最后还是死掉。
So talking about those Israelites, even though they ate the spiritual food and drank the spiritual drink, yet they were rejected and died.
如果我们一次信了耶稣以后，不管你做什么，反正永远得救的话，那这个哥林多前书第十章告诉我们，能不能警戒说根本没有意思，对不对
？So if you are once saved, you are saved for eternity. Then those examples would not be meaningful to us anymore.
哥林比第三章十九节。
Philippians 3:16.
OK. 哥林比三章十九节。
Philippians
3:19. OK, 我们看啊。十九节，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的祝福，他们以自己的血肉为荣耀，专理地上的事。我讲 OK， 这些圣经，如果要看整个从十七节开始看呢、啊，有一些人虽然传福音了，可是最后他们的目的，他们的这个结局还是沉沦。
So if we start reading from verse 17, you know there are many people Paul was talking about, even though they preached the gospel.If their mind is on earthly things and their end would be destruction.
希伯来第十章二十六节到三十一节。
Hebrews 10:26-31.
你看啊，因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的债就这个义就再没有了。 唯有占据等候审判和那些消灭众敌人的烈火。
If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God.
约翰一书第五章第十六节。
First John 5:16.
好，约翰一书第五章第十六节。人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求神。祈求神必将生命赐给他，有至于此的罪，我不说，当为这罪祈求。
Okay. If anyone sees his brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, he should pray, and God will give him life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I'm not saying that he should pray about that.
Okay. 所以那里有，不是说你一次。你得罪罪，你犯罪就完了，不是？可是有一种罪啊，你犯罪，你犯了以后，至于死的罪，没有希望。
So nothing that if you sin after salvation and you're doomed, but if there is kind of sin, one kind of sin that would do that.
那种叫我们至于死的罪是什么罪呢？
What kind of sin is that?
就是我们昨天提过，
we talked about it yesterday.
就是那个什么。你亵渎圣灵，你根本拒绝神。
Blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
你根本把神的工作当作魔鬼的工作一样。
So you consider God's work the works of the devil.
所以其实啊，圣经如果我们把所有的圣经看在一起的话，圣经还是告诉我们说，如果我们相信神的话，我们得救没有错。
So the Bible is trying to tell us that if we believe in God's word, we'll be saved. That's right.
可是圣经所说的信呢、啊，并不是说我十年前。相信有一个神存在，我就得救。以后我什么都不管，还是永远得救，没有那个。
So it's not that you know if you believe in God 10 years ago and then you rejected Him and that won't help you anymore.
其实我们的信心是什么呢
？What is our faith?
我们信心其实一个我们的 dynamic relationship with God.
It is
跟神当中的一个。
It is our dynamic relationship.
动态的
联合。
跟神当中的关系的，所以就是说啊，你是不是可以说 ，OK， 我十年前结婚了，经过一个结婚典礼。
So can you say that you are married 10 years ago? I had a wedding ceremony 10 years ago.
那过去这九年来啊，我不晓得我太太她，我从来没见过她面的，我真的理不理她。
I have not seen my wife for the past 9 years. I didn't care where.
我既然一次结婚了，我是永远结婚了，所以我现在。
I was married once, and I was married for eternity, so I remain married.
那种说法有点问题的。
So
结婚就是我们彼此当中的一个 dynamic 的关系。
So the marriage is a dynamic relationship.
所以啊，其实我们如果了解我们的信呢、啊，我们的信仰，我们的信是一种动态的、来激动的跟什么激动的关系的话。你就不会开始想说 ，OK， 你一次得救，不管你以后怎么样，这个什么啊、拒绝神的，还是永远得救，没有这个事。
So if your relationship with God is a dynamic one, then you don't have to worry about this.
如果那个
，what is the parent say that I'll repent 5 years later and I'll do whatever I want now?
OK， 如果你真要跟你先生结婚，我请问我们当中有多少人？你结婚那天跟你太太或者跟你先生说，哎，我跟你结婚了，我现在跟你结婚是一年了，以后我要再跟你跑哪里去了？我根本不理你。那等到5年以后，我再回来跟你找你，有没有那种人
？Is there anyone who is getting married, telling his marriage partner, saying that, look, I'm getting married with you now, but you know, I will fool around for 5 years, and 5 years later, I'll come back to you.Because God would
give us the truth.
But if your heart is like this, you haven't believed Him. You are not truly believing in Him.
If you truly love your husband, you won't tell your husband.
You won't tell your husband that I won't talk to you after we get married. But I'll return to you 10 years later.
有没有根本你表示 那种的话态度啊，根本表示你没有爱你丈夫，对不对？
所以 that attitude
is
indicated ready for marriage. Okay.
I think to try to say something like that too completely disregards what belief is.
所以你这样子说，完全就
accepting and passing of oneself upon God So you can't have that kind of a reservation and do what the prophets talk about in the Old Testament, that is, believe in God. That's not biblical trust and faith. Now, some who talk about faith as merely intellectual assent, they have that problem.
所以刚才讲的那种情况，他们不能够说他们是信神的。
那就是这个信仰，不是这个信仰。
我是讲说，有些人他不是真的故意要犯，但是就是结果结局就是这样。就以你刚才的例子，他十年前他相信了，两年以后他就不相信，就还到不到前五年他就死掉了。OK， 那他就是他就是。就灭亡，
对啊，
就是对
对对对。
如果有人有说啊，如果我到我快死之前呢，OK， 我来信一下，就没有机会让我的灭身灭掉。
OK， 如果你这样的话，你根本没有信天，你现在根本没信。
对，就是说，如果
对，对不对 ？What did he say? I wanna know what he said.
You need to pray for the gift of interpretation.
What did he say?
He was trying to say that person.To guard against the chance that he would sin again after faith. So he said, why don't I believe the moment before I die? So then I have no more chance of sinning after that.
Yeah.
You want to
ask? Right.
Oh, well, of course, we're not promised. We don't know when we will die.
Right.
That's the first problem with that.
我们不知道我们什么时候。
But secondly, again, that has the same problem
right.
that this does. You cannot hold reservation in your heart if you trust and believe.
所以你如果真正相信神，你不能够心里存着这样子的心。
Yeah. Let me make a couple of points I think support what Joe's saying.
所以我想再加几点这个来支持王教授的话。
What was the Bible of Paul?
保罗的
圣经
是什么
？The Old Testament, right?
是旧约的圣经。
And I said that, remember in my talks I've been talking about God created people in His image in relationship to Him three times.
所以我曾经提到说神造自己形象造人这有三次这样子说
In the Garden of Eden was Adam created in relationship with God?
在伊甸园里亚当是不是造出来就跟神有好的关系呢
Did he lose that relationship?
他是不是失掉了这个关系呢
Did he lose the Garden of Eden?
他是不是失掉了这个伊甸园呢
Okay, he created Israel because of her faith, did he not?
他造以色列就是因为以色列对他的信心不是吗
Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness.
亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
His descendants lost the faith, but they remained to be true Israelites.
后裔失掉了这个信心，可是他就不再是真正的以色列人。
They did not, right?
不再是真正的。
They were cast off.